The 20-year-old, who just received his American citizenship in January, was able to qualify for the Australian Olympic team in December with a good finish at an FIS race here at the Park City Mountain Resort. Although he's lived in Australia, Italy, and Canada, Park City has been home for him for the last several years, and his skills were honed racing for the Park City Ski Team. While this is his first Olympics, he says he tried to treat it just like any other ski race.
First time I've raced the likes of Ted Ligety, Marcel Hirscher, and those guys. It's pretty cool.
So were you nervous?
I don't think I was. I wouldn't say I was nervous. I mean, it felt like any other race once you get into the rhythm. And I had a lot of other things going on with regards to my back. I was unsure if it was going to be okay. And I don't know. As soon as you go out the gate, you just ski. Everything else goes black. And then it hits you once you get to the finish. You're like, well, that's pretty cool.
Demshar has been dealing with some back spasms, which forced him to cut short his training time on the hill.
They're worried about either a tear in one of the discs or a bulging disc, and it's okay. It's day-to-day, really, and we just decide every morning how it's going to be, if I just ski or not. I was unable to train 6 days leading into it, but it worked out in the end, and I got to race anyway.
Warm temperatures and then a wet, heavy snowstorm proved for a challenging race hill. In addition, he says it was a really long course.
It was tough. It was really long was what made it really difficult. It was almost a minute and a half, and most GSs that we ski are closer to a minute 10, and those extra 20 seconds are brutal. And the snow changed a lot throughout the day. It varied from really icy at the top to really spring-like near the bottom in the sun. But it was a cool hill. It was a lot of fun.
If his back holds out, he'll be competing in Sunday's slalom, then off to the World Junior Championships, which start February 26. His Olympic experience, he says, has been wonderful.
The opening ceremony is just, you can't even describe the feeling of walking in and knowing everybody's watching and representing a country and 60 teammates and with a couple of my close friends. And it was just unreal. And getting up to the village and eating in the same room as guys like Marcel Hirscher and Axel Svindal and all those guys. It's cool to just see them walking around. It's like, I don't know, it's different. And I mean, obviously I've had troubles with not being able to leave the village as much with my back, so I haven't been able to go to many events, but watching it on TV, watching all your teammates compete, and it's cool. It's just a sense of camaraderie in a team. It's fun.
And while he didn't win a medal, he's certainly been able to hang out with his slopestyle friends who have.
It's been really cool to hang out with some of my friends from Park City, with Josh Christensen and Sage Kotzenberg, and seeing people like that win gold medals has been pretty awesome, guys that I grew up with.
Joining Demshar in Sochi was his dad, Hervig, who was hired by the Australian ski team last minute to serve as head coach for the Olympic team. Hervig, of course, a coach for both the Austrian and U.S. ski teams before working for various Olympic organizing committees. He's currently senior vice president of international business development for Powder Corp and was able to take some time off from that job to work in Sochi and watch his eldest son compete. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.